Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. This is the audio diary of my life. A man who's looking for his slippers. I have found some. I have new slippers and old slippers. The old slippers are taped with gaffer tape. The new slippers are just slightly too small. But they're all right if you don't put socks on. Funny old world. I believe it's the 15th today of November 2024. I think it's around about 7:30. Something like that. My office stroke front room is in a slight mess. I have too many books. I need a bookcase. I still haven't sorted that out. And bits and bobs. I had a couple of deliveries of books yesterday. And I need to get shot of it all. And what to do with all his bits of cardboard. In the future, we're going to need as much cardboard as we can for the no digging. But at the moment, nowhere to stash it. So it goes in the recycling. You could say, but you could burn it. You could say that. But actually, it just makes a lot of flat ash. And when you open up the fire, it sort of smothers the fire a bit, actually. So it's not ideal. I like to try and keep my wood-burning stoves as virginal as possible with wood and not introduce other things, because you can cause problems in the chimney. And I don't want to do that. There's another bloody box in here. I'll get rid of that. Thank you very much. Anyway, I hope everybody is fine and dandy. Dandelion Puff is a new brand of tobacco. Julia and I were sitting in bed this morning having a cup of tea, and I said to Julia, apropos of nothing, Dandelion Puff. She said, what's that? I said, oh, it's a new brand of tobacco, just invented, made by Perseverance. A nice man with large fists. Hello? Oh, she's gone to the loo. We had a very lovely steak yesterday. We went to the farm shop, and in a fit of, I don't know, generosity, I spent a bit of money on the... I shouldn't have done it, because I discovered yesterday that YouTube have said, nope, you cannot be monetized ever again because your channel is misinformation. Harmful content is actually what they said. Harmful content. I mean, if it was really harmful content, would they not sort of write to you and say, look, the content you're making isn't ideal. Could you tone it down a bit like this? Or if you don't tone it down, we'll just ban you altogether. But no, they allow you to carry on. They don't give you really any guidance. Their terms and conditions are extremely vague. They're happy for you to put the content up, as harmful as it may be. And then they'll make money out of it, but you don't. isn't that a thing? That's the corporate takeover, you see. So on the one hand, you can get your message out. And of course, what you should do is use it as an advertising platform to advertise something else. So you're not relying on the adverts that you put up, which is probably a good idea. It's having something that you want to advertise, I suppose, and that people will hear about. So I am writing my book, and at the appropriate time. There's no point saying too much about it at the moment, because people will get enthusiastic, it won't be available, they'll lose their enthusiasm, and then when it is available, it's kind of old news and what have you. Christmas is coming. It won't be ready, unfortunately, for Christmas. So that's no point. There's no point really talking about it for the viewers of the channel, because although it would make a good Christmas present for people who are yet to wake up, who are a bit suspicious, perhaps, or a little bit open to ideas. because of the nature and how it's being written, with all the little bombshells dropped in and little arguments for and against things, but in a slightly light-hearted way, if you see what I mean. Maybe you don't. We had a couple of good smokes on our pipes yesterday. Good to come down and smell the lingering pipe smoke the following day. Cigarette smoke, not so nice. Pipe smoke, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And I have been enjoying my friend Ed, who came round, bought us some mead the other day. Some mead. We had a glass of that with our steaks, which was delicious. And some tobacco, which he brought round, which was very nice. And I have covered it up. The very horrible government messaging. And so that's been dealt with. And that was a tin of Connoisseur's Choice. So thank you to Ed for that. It's very nice. Thank you very much. I'm just putting my I was smoking yesterday my travel pipe. I have two travel pipes, which I have. And I was smoking one of those because I hadn't been travelling really for a bit, so I hadn't smoked it. So I like to rotate the order in which I smoke my pipes, not in any specific order, not a, you know, a this one and then this one and then this one. It's not prescribed in any way, but it's. I realise I've left one in the van, one of my pipes in the van. I was smoking it on the way back from wherever it was we went to, Derbyshire, last week. So I might just go and get that, actually. Sorry, I haven't told you what the weather is doing here at the moment, because I'm sure you're itching to know. Itching. It's overcast. What did you expect? There is some hint at blue, and actually some of the cloud looks as if it might light up, so it may be all right. I need to wash the van as well. And there she blows. Oh, look at that, still lit, lovely. I'll have a good smoke on that in a minute. Not really lit, I obviously made that bit up. Next weekend, I believe, is it next weekend or the weekend after? At the end of the month. We're only halfway through, aren't we? Give that a good clean out, that pipe. Yes, in a couple of weeks, I've just got enough logs. And then I've got four bags of logs coming. So that's an investment to get through the winter, and then I'll order another three or four to get through the other part of the winter. Because I've been having both fires on. It's been where I've been writing. I've been stationary, and when you get cold, isn't it? It's not been very, very cold at all, really. I mean, it's quite mild and thick jumpers and stuff. But where you're sitting about, in the past, where I've been editing and doing things, you're moving about a bit, grabbing files and this, that and the other. But once you're sat at a desk doing your writing, it can get cold, and it's nice to be snug, isn't it, when you're doing something that needs attention and focus. Hello, the lovely Julia.
Has the puss gone out?
The what one?
The cat.
Oh, yes, he's out amusing himself in the lane at the back. I'm all sniffled up again.
Me too, but I know why. Look.
Is it the chemtrails?
Grey, white sky blanket out there.
Yes. I'm just cleaning up this pipe. I left it in the van by accident.
By accident?
Yes. I put
it in the pocket, in the door pocket.
When we were coming back from Derbyshire.
Good morning, everybody, by the way.
Yes, good morning. And if you're not by the way,
then good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, wherever you happen to be next to. So I might smoke that one today. It's a nice little... This was a relatively cheap pipe. It doesn't have a name, I don't think.
It doesn't look cheap. It looks quite expensive.
Yes. It was a cheap pipe.
I have to actually go blow my nose again.
Oh, yes. Do go and blow it. Blow that hooter left and right. Blow it now before it's shite. Well, not my name. Cheeky monkey. So the diarists, let's see what the diarists are saying today.
Dear diary. It was on a cold winter's night like this that I ventured out and fell into a mere pond.
So today, November the 15th, the hills
are alive with the sound of music.
Through the fog appeared like vast mountains, said Gilbert White in 1785 in Hampshire. That was it. Oh. That is your one. Well worth it, wasn't it? Well worth it. Sometimes you get three or four. Other days you just get one line and you just feel cheated for the day. But I'm looking for another book for next year. An English year. Little things each day. So there must be something that we can... You know, something that will entertain and amuse in as much as those do. What else can I tell you? I've got a chap coming over.
A chap coming over tonight.
I was sent books. I interviewed a chap on the show the other day called Abdeel Leroy. And he has written two other books. And he wrote one book called Know Your Lawful Rights. And we interviewed him about that on the show. He's also written Know Your Medical Rights and Know Your Financial Rights. And he's just finished them. The medical one is all about the COVID. He wrote that at the COVID time. And it goes on about that. This one is about the financial ones. And he sent it to me because, it was nice to get the whole thing. And he's very generously sent it to me. I mentioned in it many times. I mentioned in it more as in passing, as in the various people that I've had on the show. He will say things like, so-and-so on Richard Vobe's show said such and such and such and such. I'm just trying to find an example of that.
Because typically you won't find one whilst you're wanting it.
And what I should have done...
Found it before the...
Yes, I didn't think I was going to necessarily talk about it.
You never know, do you?
No. Wait a minute. So here we go. Mick Butler. Our next witness is Mick Butler from the Midlands, also interviewed by Richard Vobes. And it talks about his story. Butler told Vobes, it's a treasonous against the people. So it's quite funny to hear... To hear that going on, but it's quite handy as a little piece of the book as a piece of reference because it's got a bit here about the Leighton, Bristow, and Souter case. Leighton and Bristow, I believe, Leighton is a chap, and Bristow and Souter are debt collectors. And it says here the collusion between councils and magistrates' courts. Was also exposed in September 2023 by a Cardiff High Court judgement in Leighton versus Bristow and Souter. Wayne Leighton filed a claim against National Enforcement Agency, Bristow and Souter, after their bailiffs set out to enforce four fake liability orders on behalf of York Council. He cited three statutes these corporate employees had breached: the Tribunals and Courts Enforcement Act 2007, the Protection from Harassment Act 1997, and the...
Oh, that's a good one.
Statute of Marlborough Act 1267, which stipulates none from henceforth shall take any such revenge or distress of his own authority without a ward of the court. The High Court judge named Harrison found it troubling that in magistrate court proceedings dealing with the council tax, no physical individual order as such is ever actually produced by the court. Instead, the council sends an officer with a list of summonses. The list is simply signed by a magistrate and the liability order is deemed to be made. Harrison noted on the 21st, 27 alone, the magistrate's court issued 1,474 liability orders in one day. What does that tell you? That is bulk. Mm-hmm. Bulk processing.
And it's not a hearing.
It's not a hearing.
Nobody's there to hear it. None of those people named will be yes. able to hear it.
This process, the judge says, does not identify clearly the maker of the order. It is neither stamped or sealed. Further, insofar as it purports to be the basis for an award of costs, then does it not comply with the obligation to make clear whether or in what sum such costs are rewarded? He noted that in the absence of proper paper record of an individualised liability order stating the amount claimed against him, Leighton had no mechanism to appeal. This breached Article 6 of the European Convention of Human Rights, right to a fair trial. According to the Tribunals and Courts Enforcement Act, the enforcement agent must, on request, show the debtor and any person who appears to him to be in charge of the premises evidence of his identity, his authority to enter the premises, Schedule 12, paragraph 26. Make a note of this if you're in Britain. It's important if debt collectors ever show up. Remedies are available to a debtor, including return of goods and payment for damages, when an enforcement agent acts under enforcement power under a writ, warrant, liability order or other instrument that is detected, that is defective, Schedule 12, paragraph 66. So, yeah, so that was one thing that I was mentioned. Here's another bit. How can a computer bring a man to court? Asks researcher Mr. Blue in September 2024 conversation with Richard Vobes. So he has, he's picked a lot from my... I mean, thank goodness, you know, it's been a very useful thing. They're supplying nothing more than a photograph of a registration plate. This car was assumed to be speeding. OK, show me the proof. Show me the evidence. Where's your witnesses? You have to have an independent witness to make the claim. The police or the council have to give independent evidence. It's hardly independent if it's their own bits of technology that's designed to capture people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. I'm just looking to see if there was any other bits. There's a few more bits where that I mentioned, but it's mostly in conversation with, well, you know, I'm not the expert in anything, so. But that's very nice. The book's called Know Your Financial Rights by A. Leroy, Battle Manuals for Freedom, book number 3.
Marvellous.
So, yes.
They look very smart too, don't they?
They do look smart. I shall send him a thank you for sending them over.
What colour's the other book?
The other book is... A brown. Mm. Oh, the other one is a blue, yes.
Because that's like a reddish
yes.
and green.
And I think that's upstairs, Know Your Lawful Rights.
Yeah.
So, yes, anyway, so there we are. That's something to look at.
Yes.
Are you off?
No.
Oh, you've just got your coat on because it's chilly.
Just my jacket.
Yes. Anyway, there we are, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you've enjoyed today's little expertise. Whatever
waffle.
You put it, recording, waffle.
A verbal or waffle.
A verbal.
Derbal or viria.
Exactly. Until the next one, please look after yourselves and don't die.
What a thing to say. I mean, well, don't, but...
Yes, just hold on till the next recording.
Did you
please.
Not have any pretty words to put that to?
No.
Yes, hold on till the next recording,
got,
please.
I've got
people.
Pretty words.
Oh, have you?
Dandelion puff.
Oh, yes, how can I forget? Mm. Made by Perseverance.
Perseverance, a nice man, but with big fists.
Big fists, apparently.
So don't get on the wrong side of him. Until next time, toodle-pip.
Ciao for now.